Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vyasadeva, the supreme authority on the Vedic literature, composed the verse beginning Nayam Sukhap Bhagavan, because no one can enter into Rasa Leela dance in any body other than that of the gopi. Purport. This verse confirms a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Yanti deva vrata devan pitran yanti pitra vrataha bhutani yanti bhute jai yanti mad yajino apimam. Lord Krishna said, those who worship the demigods will take birth amongst the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Those who worship the ghost and spirit, they will take birth amongst such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. In the material world, every conditioned soul changes his material body again and again. But when the spirit soul is purified of all material coverings, there is no longer a chance of his accepting a material body. Such a soul then remains in his original spiritual identity, a state that is possible to achieve only by understanding Krishna in truth through the practice of Krishna consciousness. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha me divyam eyam yovati tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mamiti suvarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in the material world, but attains my eternal abode, Arjuna. Only when one regains his original spiritual body can he enter into the spiritual kingdom. As far as the Rasalila pastimes of the Lord are concerned, it is futile for one who is within the material world to attempt to imitate the Lord's dances. One has to attain a spiritual body like that of a gopi to enter in the pastimes of the Rasa Leela. In the Nayam Sukhapa verse, the devotees are referred to as Bhakti Mata, that is, fully engaged in devotional service and devoid of material contamination. One cannot enter into Krishna's Rasa Leela dance simply by artificially imitating it or artificially thinking oneself a sakhi and dressing up like one. Krishna's Rasa Leela dance is completely spiritual. It has nothing to do with the material contamination. Therefore, no one can enter into the pastimes by artificial material means. That is the instructions of the Nayam Sukhapa verse, and it must be strictly understood. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Grim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramanandamadamam Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadhi Paschati Deshatarane Nityanandamaham Nomi Sarvananda Karam Param Harinama Pradam Devam Avaduta Shiromanim Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hemam Badivichavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahapremarasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Panchatatvat Makam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avatara Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. I want to offer my respectful obeisance to all of you. And the subject matter of Rasa Leela, which we are discussing, is not the subject matter for me to be discussed. But since the subject matter has come up, so I'd like to do this some part of service to this pastimes. So I wish to offer my respectful obeisance to all of you and seek your blessings. So before we could actually come to today's discussion of the verses, we'd like to give a summary of what has been discussed so far in last previous chapters. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted the renounce order of life in the month of Magha, that is January, February. And then he went to Jagannath Puri in the month of February, March, that is Falguna. He saw the Dhola Yatra festival during the month of Falguna. And in the month of Chaitra, he delivered the great Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Then, during the month of Vaishakha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started traveling to South India. He began his South India tour. And when he proposed that he wants to travel to South India alone, he said to Nityananda Prabhu, I want to go alone, not with you and all the others. So, Nityananda Prabhu said that you take one assistant with you, then I have no problem. Otherwise, I will come. So then Mahaprabhu said, okay, give me the assistant. So Nityananda Prabhu gave him a Brahmana assistant named Krishnadas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started his tour. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave him 4 set of clothes and told him that when you go to South India, on the banks of Godavari, please meet Ramananda Rai. So, Nityananda Prabhu accompanied Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Alarnath, and from there Lord Chaitanya left everybody behind and he went with Krishnadas. And Lord was singing, Krishna, 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 Krishna hai, Krishna, 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 Krishna hai. See, whichever village he used to go, he used to embrace people, he used to give them shelter, and he used to preach them about Krishna consciousness. And after teaching people from one village, making sufficient devotees there, he used to go from one village to another. In this way, he went on traveling on his own Sankirtan party. So he finally reached the Kurmasthan, where he bestowed his mercy on a Brahmana named Kurma and also on a Brahmana named Vasudeva Vipra. And then later on, he went and met Sri Ramananda Rai. And in Ramananda Rai's association, a lot of things were discussed. Especially the discussion was on, it began with Varnashrama, then it started with how everything should be dedicated to the Lord's service. And then he spoke about detached action, knowledge mixed with devotional service. And then finally he spoke on the spontaneous devotional service. And then after hearing about Ramananda Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became, wow, please continue more and more. And then Ramananda Rai began speaking on the higher platform of devotional service. And then he spoke about unalloyed devotional service. And then he spoke about the serving in the mood of servitude, fraternity and parental love. And finally he started speaking on the conjugal love. And this conjugal love attains its highest perfection in Srimati Radharani. And then the further discussion went in such a way wherein Raya Ramananda, he disclosed the identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said that you have come taking the mood of Srimati Radharani and you are here to taste what Radharani has tasted. So all these subject matters are vividly explained in the Raya Ramananda Samvad. Those who have any doubts, any questions about the topmost devotional service, they should definitely read the subject matter from Chaitanya Charitamrita. After some days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Raya Ramananda that give up your services and come to Jagannath Puri and we will enjoy the transcendental nectar of Lord Krishna's pastimes. And after leaving Vidyanagar, he traveled to so many various places and finally he reached in a place called as Rangakshetra. And Rangakshetra, he met a very interesting Brahmana, Venkata Bhatta. So Venkata Bhatta, along with his family, he took to devotional service very seriously. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained in the house of Venkata Bhatta. And this is where our discussion is going to emanate today. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Venkata Bhatta was an initiated Vaishnava in the Ramanuja Sampradaya. And Venkata Bhatta worshipped who? Lakshmi Narayan. Seeing his pure devotion towards Lakshmi Narayan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very satisfied. Now when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually staying with, for Chaturmas, he stayed in Venkata Bhatta's house. So naturally when you're staying with for 4 months in someone's house, then naturally that family accepts you and you accept the family also. And so there was a very deep relationship, good friendship between them, friendly relationship between them. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, once the friendship is there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also started joking with him on different subject matters. And he, once jokingly, Mahaprabhu said to him, "You are worshipable goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. She is always on the chest of Narayana, and she is the chaste woman of all the creation." Venkat Bhatta was listening very nicely. Oh, wow, wow. "However, my Lord Krishna," a cowherd boy who is engaged in tending cows, "why is that your Lakshmi, being a very chaste wife of Narayana, she wants to associate with my Lord? Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all the transcendental happinesses in Vaikuntha. And for a long, long time, she is doing tapasya and bilvavan. What is wrong with your Lakshmi?" Venkat Bhatta was puzzled. Why is Mahaprabhu, all of a sudden, Mahaprabhu is asking questions about his Ishtadevi? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted Nagapatnis also. He is saying that Nagapatnis were saying to Lord Krishna that Kaliya got the mercy of the Lord, and he got the touch of the lotus feet of the Lord. But Lakshmi is not getting that, the Nagapatnis were saying. Who is getting? Kaliya is getting. But Lakshmi is not getting. What is the problem? What is wrong with your Lakshmi? And Venkat Bhatta said, "Mahaprabhu, look, Krishna and Narayan, they are one and the same. What is the problem? But for the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to the sportive nature. So Krishna and Narayan are the same personality. So Lakshmi's association with Krishna does not actually break her vow of chastity. There is no question of that. Rather, it was a great fun for goddess of fortune to associate with Krishna. So, he was saying Krishna has some special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal love, and consequently, it surpasses Narayana. So, that is why Lakshmiji wanted to have some pastimes with her own husband in the form of Krishna. So what is the problem? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "I know that there is no fault on the part of Lakshmi. But still, she could not enter the Rasa Leela. Everybody is entering Rasa Leela, but Lakshmiji could not enter Rasa Leela." So that is our today's discussion about who are the gopis, what are the different categories of gopis, and why Lakshmiji could not enter Rasa Leela. So that is our discussion of today's subject matter. So stay tuned. So the fortune which when Krishna was dancing with the gopis in Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced around the neck of the Lord's arm. And such fortune of embracing Lord Krishna in one's arm, it's not possible for anybody. So this transcendental favor was not bestowed to goddess of fortune, was not bestowed to anybody. But these gopis are getting this great fortune. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, Venkat Bhatta was saying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that look Mahaprabhu, I am an ordinary human being. What can you expect me to answer your queries asking a detailed explanation about why was Lakshmi not able to enter Rasa Leela? I am not qualified. I am easily agitated and my mind cannot enter into such deep ocean of the pastimes. So I will request you should speak about this. So the Lord replied, Venkat Bhatta, Lord Krishna has a very special characteristics. And he attracts everyone by the mellow of the personal conjugal love. And only by following in the footsteps of the Brajavasis, the Ragatmika Bhaktas, one can attain the shelter of Lord Shri Krishna. And however, whoever from any planet they might be, they have to first come and take shelter of the Nitya Siddhas and the Ragatmika Bhaktas and follow in their footsteps, and then one can become qualified and enter into the pastimes of the Lord. So, and the Brajavasis, they don't see Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna might lift Govardhan hill. Krishna might chastise Kaliya. Krishna might trick Brahma. Brahma will come and offer dandavats to Krishna. Indra will come and offer dandavats to Krishna. And the cowherd boys, the cowherd men, everybody will see that they are glorifying Krishna. They are all coming. For them, Krishna is just a son of Nanda Maharaj. For them, Krishna is in Braj Bhumi, in Braja Leela. So Krishna is not the supreme personality of Godhead. For those who understand Hindi, I'll explain. Braj mein Bhagavan ke Bhagavata ki koi kimat nahi hai. The supremacy of the Supreme Lord in Braja Bhumi has no value. Because anything they do, for them Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj. For 7 days an extraordinary act was performed by Krishna of lifting Govardhan hill. But for them, they understood that everybody is lifting Govardhan, everybody has their sticks around. What is the problem? And then they went further expanding, their exploration was further. Actually, Krishna is getting strength from Radharani. And because of Radharani is looking at Krishna, Krishna is getting strength. Some of them understood that all of them are, some of them were saying that, oh Krishna, you might be tired now. So we will put our sticks also. So everybody put their sticks and they were thinking that we are all lifting the Govardhan hill. So basically, this such activities where Krishna performs, it's very difficult to explain that to the Brajavasis that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he then quoted a verse. He said, Nayam sukhap bhagavan dehinam gopika sutaha jnaninam chatma bhutanam yatha bhakti matamiha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna, who is the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to those devotees who are engaged in spontaneous loving service. Only those who are engaged in spontaneous loving service, they can access Brajendranandan Krishna. He is not easily accessible to mental speculators. Those who speculate about him, for them there is no access. One has to hear it from a proper authentic process, from an authentic Vaishnava, to understand this deep understanding of Braja Leela. And to those who are striving for self-realization by severe austerities, severe penances, for those who, for them also, there is no entrance. They cannot also enter into such pastimes. And then, it is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further says to Venkata Bhatta that, Shruti gana gopi ganera anugata haya, Brajeshwari suta bhaje gopi bhavalaya. So the Shruti ganas also, the Vedic literatures also, they worshipped Krishna by becoming gopis. Now Mahaprabhu is teasing Venkata Bhatta. Vedic literature, they became gopis. They also got an opportunity to, we'll come to that discussion. Rishi Chara gopis, will come to that discussion. And then further, Mahaprabhu is saying that the personified authorities on the Vedic hymns, they accepted the bodies because they wanted to worship Krishna conjugal love, but they could not, so they have to accept the body of the gopis and they entered the pastimes of Rasa Leela. And further he is saying that also that Lakshmi chahe sehi dehe Krishna sangam gopika anuga haya na kaila bhajana. The goddess of fortune want to enjoy Krishna, at the same time she wants to retain her spiritual body. Lakshmi want to retain her Aishwarya. And with that Aishwarya, she wants to enter into Rasa Leela, which is not possible. Which is not possible. That is the point. However, she did not follow in the footsteps of gopis. One has to follow in the footsteps of gopis and follow them, and then one can enter into the Rasa Leela pastimes. Lakshmiji followed? No. Then our today's discussion. Here, Vyasadeva, the supreme authority of Vedic literature, composed this verse because no one can enter into Rasa Leela dance in anybody other than the gopis. Here, Vyasadeva is confirming. Now, what are the different groups of gopis? We need to understand.
Lord Krishna, when he comes to this material world, he has a mission to perform. What is his mission? The mission is very simple. The mission is to attract the conditioned soul. So, Krishna displays pastimes in the material world to attract the conditioned souls towards his eternal home, Golok Vrindavan. So one might say that now Krishna is not there, who is doing his business? Krishna has gone to the abode of the Lord 5,000 years back, who is doing Krishna's business? Uddhavji approached Krishna when he heard the news that Krishna is departing. The demigods came, Brahmaji came saying, Krishna, Krishna, now it's time for you to go back. Then Krishna immediately called for the assembly. All the Dwarkavasis came together, they assembled together, and Krishna told them, we have to go to Prabhaschetra. As soon as Uddhavji heard this, he understood that Krishna wants to go. Immediately he approached Krishna confidentially saying, what are you doing? Well, what am I doing? Why are you planning to go back? Well, I have to go, I have come, so I have to go. Well, then if you go, what will happen? Kali Yuga is going to come, people are going to get bewildered, people will forget you. You have established dharma here. And now, as soon as you leave, Kali Yuga is going to show its effect. So, Krishna swadhama pagade dharma jnana dibisaha. What happened? Kalau nashtam rashadesha puranarko adunaditaha. Krishna said, Uddhavji, do not worry. I will be present in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. I will be present in the form of? So Krishna, he disappeared from the everybody's vision, but he appeared again in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So one might ask, how is Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna the same? They have the same mission. Yes, Srimad Bhagavatam has the same mission. When the devotees, they glorify Krishna's name, fame, pastimes from Bhagavatam, one gets the same benefit one has received when one came in direct contact with Krishna. Putana came in contact with Krishna. Who was she? She was a pure devotee. Putana was a demon. Who was her associates? Aghasur, Bakasur, Tranavart, all were her associates. What was she eating? She was eating Mahaprasad? No. She was eating what? She was eating flesh of the children. What was she drinking? Mahapani? No, she was drinking the blood of children. What was her intention when she came to Braj? To Gokul? To kill Krishna? If Putana, who had such a weird association, whose eating habits were not regulated, who was such a demon, if she came to Krishna with the intention of killing him, if she gets a position of a mother in the spiritual world, that same pastimes, when we hear from Bhagavatam, with faith and devotion, one can attain the same destination. That's the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the mission of the Lord continues. The devotees of the Lord, they sing from Bhagavatam and they establish the Jiva's relationship with Krishna. And that's the same. When Krishna came here, he performed his pastimes, he attracted a conditioned soul. Same thing the Bhagavatam is doing, attracting the conditioned souls towards it. So the pastimes he manifested in the temporal realm are different from which are going in the Golok Vrindavan. We know that. For example, the demon appearance of demons, non-devotees and the soul passing through different stages, they also are in the earthly pastimes. Now, because the living entities have different nature, each expresses his or her love for Krishna in differently. So in the spiritual world also, and in here in the earthly lila also, this individual living entities, when they love Krishna differently, there is a variety, and that enriches Krishna's pastimes. So today we are going to discuss something about the gopis, innumerable gopis who served Krishna in his earthly pastimes. And our subject matter is based, we have taken it from Ujwala Neelamani of Rupa Goswami and Ujwala Neelamani Kiran by Vishwanath Chakra Thakur. We are not going to do a lot of esoteric things, we are just going to discuss some brief details. I know we are in... So Rupa Goswami Pad, he categorizes the gopis who appeared with in Krishna's pastimes into following classes. First class is the Nitya Siddhas, which includes the Devakanyas, the daughters of the demigod, the personified Vedas, and then those are called as the Shrutichari Gopis. And then there are the sages of Dandakaranya. This is Rishichari Gopis. There is Nitya Siddhas, there are Devakanyas, then there are personified Vedas, which came as Shrutichari Gopis. And there were sages who became gopis. Those are called as Rishichari gopis. Okay. So there are basically there are two divisions: Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddhas. Srila Prabhupada in his last days, Srila Prabhupada wrote on this subject matter, and he said that one who follows in the footsteps of the great devotees. One who follows in the footsteps of the devotees like Mother Yashoda, Ragatmika Bhaktas, then Krishna is available. So we have to follow in the footsteps of Nitya Siddha Bhaktas. And those who are engaged in sadhana bhakti, if they follow in the footsteps of Nitya Siddha associate, such sadhana siddhas can attain Krishna without difficulty. Now, let us discuss about Nitya Siddhas. So, just as Radha, Srimati Radharani and Krishna, they are the original form of Godhead. Krishna is the fully potent supreme being and Srimati Radharani is the full manifestation of his unlimited potencies. So, when Krishna expands, similarly, let's just say Krishna expands in various incarnations, Srimati Radharani also expands herself into various incarnations to serve Krishna. So just like Krishna expands himself in his Vaibhav Vilas and Vaibhav Prakash, Srimati Radharani also expands herself into her Vaibhav Vilas and her Vaibhav Prakash forms to serve and assist Krishna. So, there are first category of Nitya Siddhas. Because this topic has come up, lot of contemplation went in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, what to be spoken today. I was puzzled myself. So many topics came, so many discussion went, I read so many things about this subject matter and I don't know what to present. Today morning, something happened and I'm present. Some revelation happened and I'm presenting this. Please forgive me if this is not appropriate. So the first category of the Nitya Siddha Gopis are those who have marital relationship with Krishna. Okay? And those Gopis who worship Goddess Katyayani were later married to Krishna by the Gandharva rites. And they are inexperienced. So this is the first category of Gopis. That is, they have a marital relationship with Krishna. Second categories are those who are non-married. They are not married to Krishna, are known as Parakiya. So in this category are both. Unmarried gopis are also there and who worshipped Katyayani. And then there are more experienced gopis like Srimati Radharani and Chandravali. Then comes the kanyas, the kanyakas, the young unmarried gopis who are mentioned. The kanyakas are mentioned here because there is a controversy with regards to their status. One might ask that how can the Nitya Siddha category, how can we have the unmarried gopis who worship Katyayani? There is a controversy. So some commentaries say that they are sadhana siddhas. Some of them say that they are Nitya Siddhas. Vishwanathacharya Thakur, on the authority of Padma Puran and the authority of Brahma Samhita, he say that they are, the kumaris are Nitya Siddha gopis. Then the final category of the Nitya Siddhas are Devakanyas, the daughter of the demigods. So these are actually the expansions of the Nitya Siddha Gopis. Nitya Siddha Gopis, the eternal associates of the Lord, their expansion are these Devakanyas, although they are the daughter of the demigods. So this is the category of the Nitya Siddha. Sadhana Siddhas, there are two categories. One is Shrutichari Gopis. One is Rishichari Gopis. Shrutichari means who? Shrutichari's are those the Vedas personified. They became the Shrutichari gopis. And Rishichari gopis are those who from Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, there were the rishis, who wanted to have conjugal affection for Lord Ramachandra. And then he said, that is not possible here. You come in Krishna Leela. So in that also, in the Rishichari gopis, there are two categories. Those who have matured love for Krishna and those who are without matured love for Krishna. That is Purva Rag and without Purva Rag. And that Purva Rag, also there are two categories. Those who have Purva Rag after the conception of the children, and those who have Purva Rag develop after they are restrained from going to Maharas. So, as discussed, that the Shrutichari gopis, the Brahat Vamana Puran, in that Brahat Bhagavat Puran, Brahat Vamana Puran, the personified Vedas, they used to worship Krishna in the mood of gopis. And they prayed to the Lord for such a benediction that they could enter the Raslila pastimes. So learned scholars refer to this Vedas, personified Vedas, as Shrutichari gopis. So by Krishna's blessings, they took birth in Braja Leela. Okay. And by the association of the Nitya Siddha gopis, they developed attraction for Krishna and they perfected their lives. Then Rishichari gopis also, we have already discussed about the Rishichari gopis, that they were the sages of Dandakaranya forest, and they became that. So then, once what happened in Dwarka, so these are the different categories of gopis. So Krishna used to always remember them. Even in Dwarka, Krishna was in Dwarka, he was married to 16,108 wives, but still he used to always remember, oh Gopi, oh Radhe. And in Dwarka Leela, everybody was puzzled. When Rukmini used to hear, Satyabhama used to hear, who is this Radharani? Who are these gopis? And why is Krishna? We are serving Krishna day in and day out. We are doing everything to serve Krishna. There is nothing left from ours. 100% service we are giving. But whenever he sleeps, he is calling out the names of Radharani, gopis. What is the problem? Is he not happy with us? If a husband starts in his dream calling out the names of other women, the next morning he'll ask, what is going on? What is in your mind? So they used to ask Krishna, who are these gopis? Who is this Radharani? Please explain. So we are taking so much care, giving all pleasure to our husband, and he's crying in the name of Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. What is the problem? We cannot understand. Our acharyas are saying they cannot understand Braja Leela's pastimes because they are Aishwaryamai, full of opulence. And they cannot understand anything about Madhura Leela. These are devotees from Dwarka pastimes. How can they understand the pastimes, intimate pastimes of Braja Leela? Lakshmi Devi, she underwent, now one of them is Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, she underwent hundreds and thousands of years of tapasya and bilvavan in Vrindavan, in Brajabhumi. And with the desire of what? She wants to enter Braja Leela and take part in Rasa dance, Rasa Leela dance. But Krishna said to her, what is your problem? Why are you undergoing such austerities? What is your desire, Lakshmi? He's saying, Lakshmi Devi said, my desire is to enter into Brajabhumi and take part in Rasa Leela. But he's saying, how can you enter? You are from Aishwarya Leela. How can you enter? You don't want to give your Aishwarya Bhav and you want to accept Madhurya Bhav. That is not possible. You don't want to take shelter of the gopis, and without taking shelter of the gopis, you cannot enter into that pastimes. Then Krishna, who is the ultimate sanctioning authority, he said, it cannot be. Ask for some other alternative. So Lakshmi Devi said, okay, other alternative. I cannot enter Madhurya Leela because because of so XYZ reasons. So Lakshmi Sevi said, if I cannot take part in the rasa, then I want to remain as a golden lion on your chest. Please allow me that much at least. And Krishna said, tathastu. So Lakshmi is there as a golden lion on Krishna's chest, but she cannot enter Brajalila. So, being unable to enter into the Madhura Leela, one day the queens, they asked Rohini Devi, the mother, Rohini Mata, she had witnessed all the pastimes, that they complained. Whom to complain? About Krishna, whom to complain? The only possibility is to go to their mothers. So they went to their mother and said, very often we are hearing Krishna crying about the names of Brajavasis. So what is that, mother? Can you put some light on that? What, something has gone wrong in Brajbhumi that Krishna is in suppression and Krishna is crying? No, that is another subject matter. Rohini said to the queens of Dwarka, look, you cannot understand this. This is Krishna's Brajalila. Very sweet, very intoxicating. You cannot understand it. All right, just to satisfy your curiosity, I can explain you something, some description I'd like to give you. But Vrindavan pastimes are so intoxicating, so enchanting, that if I start speaking, Krishna and Balaram will find out. So I want a tight security around, because if they find out, if they hear Krishna's Brajlila pastimes of their own, they will leave Dwarka and go to Braj. So be careful. Lock it up. So Subhadra was given the responsibility to guard that place. Personified Yogmaya is guarding that place. You know, Subhadra herself. And security is tight. And Rohini was speaking about Krishna Lila. She started speaking Krishna's Brajlila pastimes. And Subhadra could not resist herself. She expanded her capacity of hearing, and she was hearing about Krishna's pastimes. And as soon as the pastimes went on and on, Subhadra became ecstatic, and her hands went inside, her legs went inside, and she took the form which we see in Jagannath Balya Subhadra. And then Subhadra did not realize when Krishna Balaram came there. So Krishna Balaram also came there. They were also hearing very eagerly about their own pastimes. And they were also the same position. Their hands were shrunken, the legs were shrunken, their eyes were wide, they were ecstatic. And thus the form of Jagannath Balya Subhadra is manifested. So this Braja Leela is, we have upcoming Ratha Yatra festival. So this is Jagannath, who is in suppression from his from the Brajavasis, is Jagannath. That's why he's in suppression. Okay, so we stop here. There is a lot to discuss, but we have summarized that. Please forgive me if I have crossed my limits and if I said something which is unpalatable or wrong. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Any questions? Yes, Mataji. Yeah, what to do? Subject matter was such.
Coming to the Rasa Leela dance, neither could Lord Shiva, the greatest, the Lord Shiva, Mahashiva, he could only, by worshipping Yogamaya and getting the mercy of Yogamaya, he actually became the gatekeeper of the Rasa dance. So we are very fortunate, and you have actually brought Vrindavan here today. We are very fortunate that Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna, joined together, became Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
With his mercy and giving us all his mercy and giving his heart to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari.
Yeah.
And all our parampara, they are all gopis.
Yes.
Even Bhaktisiddhanta Nayana Manjaya. But there is, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it explains that he came as a devotee to show us how we can get that mercy that even Lakshmi Devi could not get by following in those pastimes.
Yes.
And we understand that by getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we will get the mercy of Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
But there is one pastime, and one that devotees should take to their hearts, because it explains how with our senses we must serve and worship Krishna and also satisfy him. And that story is with King Pataparudra, because he not only got the mercy of Advaitacharya, Gadadhar Pandit, he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda, but he could not get the darshan of Mahaprabhu. So we have to ask ourselves, even with the mercy of Lord Nityananda, even with the mercy of Gadadhar Pandit, if you can't get the darshan and mercy of Mahaprabhu, what are we doing wrong? Then in the Rathi, and he was willing to give up his kingdom. He was willing to sacrifice everything. So we, as devotees, we want to sacrifice everything. We want to do everything we can to get that mercy. So what was he doing wrong? And what may we be doing wrong that we can't get that mercy? When the Rathiatra came, the main Rathiatra, the one where Mahaprabhu led, and everybody was dancing, and Mahaprabhu cleaned all the temples. He showed us how to clean everything. King Pataparudra was in a state of devastation. He would have given anything for the mercy of Mahaprabhu, anything. Even Lord Nityananda had begged Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was holding still. And this is for our benefit. This pastime is for our benefit, to show us maybe what we must go deeper with to get that mercy. So on that Rathiatra, that main Rathiatra, King Pataparudra had almost given up the idea of even trying to get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, because he pleaded everything. And as he was looking at Lord Jagannath, and as the cart was being pulled, he saw that all the dust of Vrindavan was going in the eyes and the mouth of Lord Jagannath. And his heart melted. And he used, because he was wealthy, he could inform all his followers that he had in his kingdom, quickly go out, get the sandalwood paste and water. He said, let's spray that in front of Lord Jagannath. And then when the dust goes up, or the aroma goes up from the sandalwood, it will please and relieve Lord Jagannath. When Mahaprabhu saw the heart of King Pataparudra with this mood, so heart so soft, so much love for Lord Jagannath, thinking of him in this way, Mahaprabhu's heart melted completely. And he said to his followers, bring King Pataparudra to me. Let me give him his mercy. So we should ask ourselves, at every stage of our life, are we performing with that mood? Because Mahaprabhu, he came as a devotee to teach us. He gave the heart, everything in his heart, to Rupa Goswami. So these pastimes have been given to us to understand how we take our mood. And there was just one thing I'd like to say, just one more, because you gave such a nice class. When Srila Prabhupada was here on the Vyasasam, and the kirtan was going, like the fantastic kirtan we had today, one of the ways in which we can please the senses of Krishna is to please the senses of our guru. And when the kirtan was going all those years ago, we had one devotee here, and I think you all know him, Tribhuvanatha. He is now with Krishna. And Tribhuvanatha was only a little chap, but he led the most incredible kirtans. And Srila Prabhupada was telling the devotees, up, up, higher, higher. And it was unreal that this little devotee, Tribhuvanatha, could touch the light. And the light, he jumped 6 foot higher. He touched the light with his hand. They were this low. They were more jeweled than these, but they were like this. And Srila Prabhupada was so happy. He raised both his arms in ecstasy. You know, he wanted the devotees to see if they could jump so high. And magic was performed because they were touching the lights. And we have some very tall devotees, so I think they can touch the lights quite easily. But Tribhuvanatha was only my height. He was quite small, but he touched the height. And Srila Prabhupada, when he got off the Vyasasan, he hugged him close to him. So, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for summarizing. This is Krishna Lila and Gaur Lila. They're not different from each other. So you connected them very nicely. Thank you so much. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. After that description, I'm so ashamed for my... I was just wondering about what your point about the Vrajavasis, that they didn't know at all that Krishna was the Supreme Person. But we see time and time again, they take shelter of Krishna when there's a crisis in the forest fire or in Govardhan Lila. So at that moment, they seem to know that Krishna is someone they can take shelter of because he had superhuman strength. And also... Another point you raised was that...
Can I answer this first?
Yes, please. Sorry.
So whenever such things used to happen where the Aishwarya was manifested, the Yogmaya used to cover them again so that Brajavasis they forget and they again fell in... They sat loving Krishna as a son of Nanda Maharaj. So it used to happen many times that Krishna's Aishwarya was manifested and there was a bewilderment that, oh, is Krishna... God? Huh? Is Krishna Narayan or something like that? And they often used to go to Nanda Maharaj and Nanda Maharaj would say, no, I was been told by Gargamuni that he is somewhere near to Narayan or he's empowered by Narayan, something like that. And then explanation used to satisfy them and say, okay. So actually what used to happen, the Aishwarya used to manifest and the Brajavasis used to get bewildered. But Krishna never wanted that the people in Braj, they should love him with his Aishwarya. They only wanted that they should love him as a son of Nanda Maharaj or a friend of Subal Sakha or the damsels of the cowherd girls. As their lover. So that's relationship only Krishna wanted. So then that used to get covered up. Yoga Maya used to cover the Aishwarya.
Okay. So, okay.
Next question.
That Krishna suggests to the gopis or also the wives of the brahmanas that actually my personal form is not as important as your steady sort of hearing and chanting of my glories as well as, you know, worshipping the deity form. So does that mean that, do you remember that?
No, I don't remember this. Huh? No, this is to wife. This is talking wife of the brahmanas.
He also... Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Than to taking shelter of my holy name. Yes.
Yeah, so the question is, like, you were saying that the personal form of Krishna can liberate everyone, and also when Mahaprabhu was here, people just fell down with love of Godhead. You know, God got complete mercy through that way. So how do you, could you comment on that?
I explained already that the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, is non-different from Krishna. So we, now what we have, we don't have, we have Krishna in the form of Bhagavatam, we have Krishna in the form of holy name, we have Krishna in the form of the Archa Vigraha, we have Krishna in the form of devotees. So that's how we are getting benefited. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Krishna. Any other questions? I have a book compiled on taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is outside. That book is about the glories of Bhagavatam. So we discussed something very glimpse of the glories of Bhagavatam today, but it's elaborately in that book. It is 6 chapters of Padma Puran and 2 chapters of Skanda Puran, which has the pastimes of Narada, Bhakti, Naraji speaking to Bhakti Devi, and the two sons, Gyan and Vairagya, they were old. And so that particular pastimes about the Atmadev Brahman, and how Dundukari was, the son of Atmadev was delivered. Dundukari was a ghost. And from a ghost, how he became associate of the Lord. And also, what are the characteristics of Bhagavatam? When was the Bhagavatam spoken exactly? When did Shukadeva Goswami speak to Maharaj Parikshit? When did Gokarna speak to Dundukari? And when did Suta Goswami and others spoke? So all that things are mentioned in that book. So it's outside there. Devotees who want to take advantage can take. Thank you so much. Any other questions? Yes, Rosie.
And that, could you please elaborate upon, like, usually when it comes to the rasa, mellow or something, like emotions in this, which we see as emotions in this world, so emotions are sometimes not very much logical, and they're not rational in the sense, like, but here we see that how Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and other scriptures, like Ujjwal Nilmani, and, I mean, he's describing exactly like this, there are 4 types of categories of gopis. Like when we hear Srila Prabhupada also saying that three-fourth of the living entities are in the spiritual world and 1/4 is here. So how can that which is unlimited be calculated in terms of these numbers and like ratio and like that? Could you please elaborate upon that? Something like
I think
that.
You'll be in a better position to answer your own question. I did not get your question.
Like we say that in the spirituality everything is unlimited.
Yes.
So then we say that the 3/4 of the living entities are in the spiritual world and 1/4 are in the material world. So how to understand statements like this? So is 3/4 of unlimited something like that?
It's unlimited. Spiritual world is unlimited. Even the if you say material world is also unlimited brahmandas. Actually, the spiritual space, the spiritual realm, the spiritual world is beyond the scope of our imagination. So forget about the spiritual world. When Shukadeva Goswami was speaking about the cosmology part, he said that, describing about the cosmology, he said that this is beyond my understanding. So when he's explaining about the cosmologic aspect, Shukadeva Goswami, one of the chief amongst the devotees of the Lord, who knows Bhagavatam, he is saying that I can only speak to my limited understanding. So if he is saying that about the material realm and the cosmological aspect, then what to understand the spiritual world? It is beyond the scope of our understanding. So whatever we can understand from different devotees, from the different scriptures, we shall be happily accept that and enjoy the transcendental bliss instead of getting into a lot of complications. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you.
The essence of that point, 3/4 and 1/4, is to, if you're enamored by this material world, how great is the spiritual world? That's the main point I'm understanding. I may be wrong, but that's what came to mind.
Hare Krishna. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
ग्रंथ शिरोमणि चैतन्य चरितामृत की।